From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Beijing issued its first clear warning Monday over Donald Trump's fiery rhetoric, as state media say that China could back forces hostile to the U.S. if the president-elect follows through with threats to drop Washington's One China policy. This is the Chinese foreign ministry spokesman. He says, I want to stress that the Taiwan issue involves China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Adhering to a One China principle is a political foundation for the development of China-U.S. relations. If that foundation is disrupted and undermined, the sound and steady growth of their relations and bilateral cooperation would be impossible. The comments come in response to Trump's remarks in an interview Sunday that he did not see why Washington must be bound by a One China policy unless we make a deal with China having to do with other things, including trade. The Syrian army recaptured a major district of Aleppo Monday, leaving rebel fighters cornered in a small area as a battle for the city entered its final phase. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported early Monday that the army had captured the large Sheikh Zayed district of southeast Aleppo. Egyptian security forces arrested four people suspected of involvement in a bomb attack on a Cairo church that killed 24 people, according to the president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. His comments come during the funeral for those killed. Those mourners, meanwhile, are accusing authorities of security lapses. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. Six people were arrested Monday in London and other parts of Britain suspected of planning an act of terrorism. The Northeast Counterterrorism Unit says five men and one woman were detained on suspicion of engaging in the preparation of an act of terrorism and are in police custody. Police said they were searching six properties. India Monday is evacuating thousands of people from fishing villages as Cyclone Varda is barreling towards Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh states at speeds of more than 100 kilometers per hour. Heavy rains have accompanied the high-velocity winds and are uprooting trees and disrupting power supply lines. Turkey arrested nearly 200 officials from pro-Kurdish party and struck Kurdish militants in Iraq Monday. It's in response to this weekend's twin bombings claimed by a radical Kurd separatist group. The toll from Saturday's attack, which struck an Istanbul football stadium in a nearby park, rose to 44 on Monday, according to the health minister. Jets pounded targets in northern Iraq, according to the military. Meanwhile, Turkish people thronged to mosques on Monday to bid farewell to the victims. Many scores more were wounded in that coordinated attack. The IMF chief, Christine Lagarde, goes on trial in France Monday over a massive state payout to a flamboyant tycoon when she was finance minister in a case that risks tarnishing her career. Lagarde denies the charges of negligence, arguing she was acting in the state's interest in making a payment to the former owner of sportswear giant Adidas and the Olympic Marseille Football Club. If found guilty, Lagarde could receive a one-year prison sentence and a €15,000 fine. The EU and Cuba signed an accord to normalize relations.
Now witness the signature of the political dialogue and cooperation agreement between the European Union.
That accord had been long blocked by human rights concerns as one of the world's last communist ruled states faced a future without revolutionary icon Fidel Castro. The accord was signed by Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Barilla and European Union Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini. World oil prices surged Monday after non-OPEC producers struck a deal to cut output. Meanwhile, Europe's main stock markets were subdued before a key Fed meeting due this week. And thieves held up a van transporting 70 kilograms of gold in a dramatic heist near the French city of Lyon Monday, according to police. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.